The Winter's Tale. Leontes was the king of Sicily, and his dearest friend was Polixenes, king of Bohemia. They had been brought up together and only separated when they came of age, and each had to go and rule over his kingdom. After many years when each was married and had a son, Polixenes came to stay with Leontes in Sicily. Leontes was a violent-tempered man and rather silly, and he took it into his stupid head that his wife Hermione liked Polixenes better than she did him, her own husband. When once he had got this into his head, nothing could put it out, and he ordered one of his lords, Camillo, to put a poison in Polixenes' wine. Camillo tried to dissuade him from this wicked action, but finding he was not to be moved, pretended to consent. He then told Polixenes what was proposed against him, and they fled from the court of Sicily that night and returned to Bohemia, where Camillo lived on as Polixenes' friend and counsellor. Leontes threw the queen into prison, and her son, the heir to the throne, died of sorrow to see his mother so unjustly and cruelly treated. While the queen was in prison, she had a little baby, and a friend of hers, named Paulina, had the baby dressed in its best and took it to show the king, thinking that the sight of his helpless little daughter would soften his heart towards his dear queen, who had never done him any wrong and who loved him a great deal more than he deserved. But the king would not look at the baby and ordered Paulina's husband to take it away in a ship and leave it in the most deserted and dreadful place he could find, which Paulina's husband, very much against his will, was obliged to do. Then the poor queen was brought up to be tried for treason in preferring Polixenes to her king. But really she had never thought of anyone except Leontes, her husband. Leontes had sent some messengers to ask the god Apollo whether he was not right in his cruel thoughts of the queen. But he had not patience to wait till they came back, and so it happened that they arrived in the middle of the trial. The oracle said, "Hermione is innocent, Polixenes blameless, Camillo a true subject, Leontes a jealous tyrant, and the king shall live without an heir, if that which is lost be not found." Then a man came and told them that the little prince was dead. The poor queen, hearing this, fell down in a fit, and then the king saw how wicked and wrong he had been. He ordered Paulina and the ladies who were with the queen to take her away and try to restore her, but Paulina came back in a few moments and told the king that Hermione was dead. Now Leontes's eyes were at last opened to his folly. His queen was dead, and the little daughter, who might have been a comfort to him, he had sent away to be the prey of wolves and kites. Life had nothing left for him now. He gave himself up to his grief and passed many sad years in prayer and remorse. The baby princess was left on the seacoast of Bohemia, the very kingdom where Polixenes reigned. Paulina's husband never went home to tell Leontes where he had left the baby, for as he was going back to the ship, he met a bear and was torn to pieces. So there was an end of him. But the poor deserted little baby was found by a shepherd. She was richly dressed and had with her some jewels, and a paper was pinned to her cloak, saying that her name was Perdita and that she came of noble parents. The shepherd, being a kind-hearted man, took home the little baby to his wife, and they brought it up as their own child. She had no more teaching than a shepherd's child generally has, but she inherited from her royal mother many graces and charms, so that she was quite different from the other maidens in the village where she lived. One day Prince Florizel, the son of the good king of Bohemia, was hunting near the shepherd's house and saw Perdita, now grown up to a charming woman. He made friends with the shepherd, not telling him that he was the prince, but saying that his name was Doricles and that he was a private gentleman. And then, being deeply in love with the pretty Perdita, he came almost daily to see her. The king could not understand what it was that took his son nearly every day from home. So he set people to watch him, and then found out that the heir of the king of Bohemia was in love with Perdita, the pretty shepherd girl. Polixenes, wishing to see whether this was true, disguised himself and went with the faithful Camillo, in disguise too, to the old shepherd's house. They arrived at the feast of sheep shearing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?